The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dermot Gavin, a horticulturalist, garden designer, author and podcaster, has joined me to talk about one of his favourite gardens. But my question is, did these gardens actually exist, Dermot?
Nobody really knows. There's lots of evidence of a remarkable garden in that area from 600 BC, but nobody knows.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon. So Babylon was an amazing place. It was in Mesopotamia. It was probably the biggest city in the world. And the reason for that was it was very fertile. The soil there was very fertile. It was on the banks of the Euphrates River. It was very flat land. And
where would it be in terms of modern Iraq? Would it be?
So near Baghdad, not too far from Baghdad. The real issue with it, as far as I can make out, is that there was no stone around. And of course, stone lasts. So if you build something from stone, like the giant pyramids of Giza, thousands of years later, there will still be evidence of them. The issue is that any recollection, any writings about these gardens, only the first writings that are in existence were written 200 years after the fall of Babylon. So, no, and then 100 years later and 100 years after that and then through the centuries, there are new interpretations of what these gardens may have looked like.
But the in legend, they've been known as the Hanging Gardens of Babylon all the time.
Yes. So there was a king, Nebuchadnezzar II, who lived from 605 to 562 BC. He married his queen Amateus, and she was from Media, which was a mountainous area. And what they reckon is that she really quite liked him, but she really pined for her homeland.
And so all she had was flatland.
If you were in the Midlands in Ireland and you had come from
Wicklow,
the hills of Wicklow.
And instead you have the Bog of Allen.
Exactly. You'd really miss it. And because he was an absolute ruler. He could do whatever he wanted. He could build whatever he wanted. And indeed, he'd built this great city with things like the Tower of Babel in it. And we know that that was there. This city had the Euphrates running through it. It was a walled city with an inner and outer city. We know that between the inner and outer city, there were certainly gardens. So it's reckoned he probably built this magnificent garden for her, but he built it on a series of terraces. So going up and up and up. But because there was no stone, it was built from hundreds of millions of bricks that were made from baked clay, building these remarkable columns. The columns were hollowed out so that and filled with soil so that the roots of trees could get in. In some areas, the soil was so deep that it might have had 3 or 4 feet of soil, so he could grow big trees. And with these columns after columns, he could create these archways, terraces, and also pavilions, so places to go in this man-made mountain.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the Tower of Babel there, and that presumably came about because of all the migrant workers who spoke different languages who helped to build it.
Absolutely. So in, you know, how contemporary was Mesopotamia if we're thinking back? And it's one of the reasons why so few, there were so many languages spoken. It's one of the reasons why so few ideas of it exist to this day, because people were speaking in kind of different tongues. It was migrant workers. That also points to a different element of this garden, because if you think, if somebody was creating a garden in a hot, arid place, it needs to be irrigated. But if you are an absolute ruler with power over everybody and all the resources that are there in the most powerful city in the world, getting somebody to water it, even if it's having workers or slaves or whatever, climb up steps with buckets and buckets of water.
Or some size of a water wheel that they would turn.
Could have been a water wheel. Then, you know, years later we get this idea of the Greeks, this kind of screw, this massive iron screw that might have been built, that would have Archimedes screw, I think it was called, that would have brought water up to the top. Now, there is evidence for all in handwriting for all of these things.
So the design of the garden and its manner of construction is contained in writings?
In writings, down through the centuries, there are descriptions of lush gardens with huge date palms, with pavilions, with citrus groves, with grapes. That certainly exists. Now, whether it was in ancient Babylon or not is up to question. In contemporary years, there was a lady, Stephanie Daly is her name, and she's a professor from Oxford, and she was giving a talk on gardens of the ancient world, and somebody put up their hand at the end of the talk. I was hoping to hear about the hanging gardens. Absolutely nothing on that. She said, yeah, I've let you down and I've let myself down. So she went off back to the British Museum, started looking at engravings, and took a great interest in a place called Nineveh. So this is about 300 kilometres northwest.
Do you remember from your school days, Quinquereme of Nineveh from distant Ophir?
I don't.
I forget what the poem is, but that's just come into my brain there.
But what I do remember from more recent times is when ISIS began their deadly incursions and invasions and terrorism activities, one of the first places that they attacked was Nineveh. So that's what brought it to my attention. So in her research, she reckoned at some stage Nineveh, which is a more mountainous place, which has more easy access to water, which also had a kind of grand ruler. She reckons it was called at some stage the New Babylon. So people may have been getting mixed up.
Okay. It was the original Babylon, yep, and the whole thing was made of brick with, yep, no stone, I mean, within the construction were the seeds of its own destruction, because brick would rot away. You know, you see the old Georgian buildings and they need to be pointed up and so on, because erosion will take the brick away. In a way, it would take a lot longer to take stone away.
Absolutely. So that's it. Ashes to ashes. The brick would have been made from just baked mud or fired mud or something like that. Mind you, there weren't enough trees. There wasn't enough wood around to create. So probably just baked in the sun. And in time, that's going to kind of dissolve and destroy,
and of course the roots of all the trees will go through the brick in jig time.
Exactly. So yes, it wasn't made of what we would class material that would be sustained down through the centuries. There are, if it was in Nineveh, yes, certainly there are talks about a decomposing garden that for hundreds of years later remained a tourist attraction because it was such a big construct around a citadel, around a fort right beside a palace, that it would have taken years. But even as it was destructing, that it would have been something to attract.
You've given me some images of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Explain.
So everybody who, right down through the centuries, when people were writing about it from records, from old maybe Grecian texts or whatever, they would come, an illustrator would illustrate it. But my favourite ones are the ones that I produced last week by just telling AI, a chatbot, what to do. So I would say, designed for me, and I'll put these all up on Instagram today, designed for me a multi, maybe 12 terraces, maybe with 8 waterfalls, maybe with date palms, maybe with pavilions, maybe with 2 lines up on the top, maybe with a Grecian tower. So I did all this, and in seconds, the most incredible drawings, because it still captures imagination, because there are resources for even AI to go. There was a Hanging Gardens in Limerick 200 years ago. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
1808, a banker, William Roach, created a garden which cost, at the time, 15,000 quid. It was 70 foot above street level. And in it, so it had arches and terraces and whatever. And in it, he was growing pineapples.
My goodness.
Isn't that amazing? So right down through the centuries, from ancient times to now, it still captures our imagination.
Jim McGavin, thank you very much for that very entertaining look at the real or imagined Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.